Chapter 3. The Grateful Workplace. Increase productivity and happiness while you work. Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary. Margaret Cousins. According to a survey of 2,000 Americans released in 2013 by the John Templeton Foundation, people are less likely to feel or express gratitude at work than any place else. And they're not thankful for their current jobs, ranking them last in a list of things they're grateful for. In an article by Jeremy Adam Smith, producer and editor at the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley, he elaborates on the study. Almost all respondents reported that saying thank you to colleagues makes me feel happier and more fulfilled, but on a given day, only 10% acted on that impulse. A stunning 60% said they either never express gratitude at work or do so perhaps once a year. In short, Americans actively suppress gratitude on the job, even to the point of robbing themselves of happiness. But the good news is that there are people who are taking on the gargantuan task of increasing happiness on the job by studying, coaching, and counseling supervisors and employees. This not only improves businesses' bottom lines, but also affects everyone who works or is related to someone who has a job or shops for products or services. Seriously, if you are thanked for your business, you will more likely be a repeat customer and recommend that person, business, or organization to your friends. In this chapter, we also see how two women, one a nurse, the other a wellness coach, came up with a wonderful idea that they spread throughout their community by convincing retailers, restaurant owners, librarians, and others that their storefront windows could become a canvas of gratitude and that business would flourish as a result. Another exciting development is the focus of some researchers who, instead of analyzing corporate failures, are focusing on compassion across cubicles. One such movement, called Positive Organizational Scholarship, POS, looks for examples of positive deviance.